Center. July 21st through the 23rd. Come watch as balloons fill the skies of Jackson County. July 16th through the 21st. We also welcome the U.S. Women's Hot Air Balloon National Championships, featuring 15 of the best female pilots in the country. Free admission and parking. Helicopter rides return, alongside lots more family-friendly fun. Join us for the 40th anniversary Hot Air Balloon Jubilee. July 21st through the 23rd at Ella Sharp Park. For more details, visit hotairjubilee.com.
Everything you wanted to know about that Jubilee tomorrow morning here on WKHM, and we'll talk to one of the pro pilots who will be joining us after. They hope to have a flight tomorrow. Now, the forecast is a little iffy for that, but we will talk to one of the pros. I believe she's from Washington, that is in town for the professional portion of the flying weekend. Okay, August 8th is your primary. Three candidates for mayor. We talked to Laura Dwyer Schlecky on Monday, John Wilson yesterday. Mayor Daniel Mahoney wants to return. He made that abundantly clear a couple months ago here on this program. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jackson. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
So I guess just kind of recap why you're running again.
Well,
I know you've talked about it before.
I have. I've talked about it before. I mean, you know, when I announced my candidacy for mayor for Jackson, you know, I made a commitment to tackle the issues that matter most to the citizens of this community, investing in our infrastructure, increasing public safety, driving accountability and transparency, economic development. And as the mayor, I have fought every single day that I have served to make sure that Jackson is a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive community. And that's because that's what I believe, that's what it takes for us to build a better Jackson. And I'm running for re-election because I want to ensure that we continue to push for opportunity and prosperity for every resident in our community. And, you know, with the support of this community, I look at re-election as it's a report card time. Greg, I look at it as report card time. A lot of people are like, man, it's already time for re-election. I can't believe that it's been 2 years. It's never ending. I mean, you get one solid year to strictly focus on the business of being mayor and learning the job and doing the job and doing the things that you said that you would do and having deliverables that you can talk to the citizens about the following year for re-election. Kind of luckily for me, the two-year cycle is not something that I'm unfamiliar with. Serving as a Jackson County Commissioner, we run on two-year cycles over at the county, which is soon to change to a four-year cycle. But it's not unfamiliar to me, so it didn't really sneak up on me. I just think that I have to let the work that I've done over the last 18 months, 19 months almost, speak for itself. I have to let that work speak and let the community judge that work based on what I said that I was going to do when I ran for mayor. Am I actually pursuing and doing those things? And I think that when you take a look at what I said that I was going to work on for this community, that's exactly what I've done. I've not wavered from that. I don't have any surprises for the community or anything like that. I've stuck to the script of working on the issues that this community said that they were most passionate about seeing changes happen in. And for it to be such a short period of time, I feel like we've got a lot of very deliverable results that we can speak to. And I'm hopeful that that's what this community wants, is a mayor that's not going to just talk the talk, but that's actually going to deliver on the things that they said that they will work on for the community.
What about one or two of your key accomplishments here in the first 2 years? What would you say?
One or two?
Well, let's start with one.
That's a short list.
Well, 10. I don't
okay,
care.
Okay.
you can go there.
Well, some of the things that I think that I would probably talk about the most would be, you know, one, the housing project that we just started. Housing, we know, is a huge issue in the community. Being able to say, hey, we shifted focus. We put an extreme focus on making sure that we are addressing the fact that we have a housing crunch. in the community and having the 100 home build program that's getting ready to start that we just recently announced, and the 137 single family homes that will be up for rent that we attracted a developer to. Those will be huge projects. I think the work that we've been doing in the MLK corridor, MLK itself is going to receive a complete reconstruction. We allocated $4.5 million to spur some more economic development over there, hopefully being able to get a grocery store built, as well as developing an entrepreneur fund. We've done a pretty decent amount of road work in the community. This is just strictly off of data, right? We have reduced the number of homicides in the community, as well as the number of victims actually shot by guns in the community. We have officially opened up the social district. That was due to conversations with Corey Mays, who was the DDA director at the time, and orchestrating a meeting with him and some of our downtown business owners who were still interested in seeing that project move forward. Mm-hmm. We've done so much in the last 18 months. I mean, I literally could go on and on. Every category, and this is part of why I really like doing, like, the state of the city gave me an opportunity to really look back and ask myself, what are the areas that I said that I was going to work on? And let's take an account on if there are any measurable results in those areas. Every area that I ran on has measurable results inside of them. I mean, neighborhood revitalizations, transparency, working on our roads, which always need more work. But roads is a delicate subject. You know, roads is a delicate subject. And I'm learning. I think that's another thing that the community should know is that, you know, this isn't a job that you step into and think that you know everything or think that you know how everything is going to go, because you quickly find out that some citizens on one road may be okay with paying an assessment because they're in position to do that. And then some citizens on another road are like, hey, we'd rather leave our road exactly how it is right now because we can't afford to pay an assessment. It would literally put us out of our home if our tax bill doubles for the next 10 years. We won't be able to afford that. You know, so it's a delicate balance, understanding the community, listening to their concerns and their needs, and then taking action based off of what the citizens want.
I asked your two opponents about the mayor's position. Mm-hmm. Is it more than just a glorified council seat? And I think they both agreed that it is more. Have you found out it is more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew going in that it was
more. Can you direct council? Do you steer council?
Absolutely not. I've said from day one what my job is to really build great relationships with our council members, with our staff, and work collectively together to get things accomplished. It doesn't always go my way. There's got to be a huge willingness to compromise and to listen and to be patient and to understand that you don't know everything and to understand that your way may not be always the best way, that you have to listen to your counterparts, the rest of council. I feel like another part of my job is to make sure that I'm managing our council meetings. I think I've done a phenomenal job at managing our meetings, listening to our citizens during public comment, listening to our staff when they have to give reports of what they're asking for that's on the agenda, working closely with our city manager, working closely with our community development department and other department heads, and listening. It's a lot of listening. It's a lot of phone calls and talking to citizens, sometimes about issues that you can do absolutely nothing about, but just being willing to be an open ear to listen and maybe point them in a different direction that can help them with the issue that they actually have. And I think that I went in really thinking that's what it was going to be. Like, I'm not coming to say that I have all the solutions, but one thing that I know I'm good at is I'm good at compromising, helping others figure out a way to compromise with each other as well.
Talking to both your opponents, they're not really, I would say they were not pleased with the water situation, the lead pipe situation. Are you okay with where we're at now?
Now, when you say the lead pipe water situation, are you talking water rate increases?
Increases.
So, I mean, nobody's.
And you've explained happy. That many times.
Nobody's happy about an increase on any bill. I don't care if it's a water bill or a grocery bill. Nobody's happy about it. But some things you have to do when you know that you have things that you have to prepare for. Unfortunately, predecessors didn't do a phenomenal job. And this isn't just like, oh, the most immediate past council, but councils many, many times over before did not do or did not have the resources. I'm not sure which one it is. They didn't do a phenomenal job at making sure our infrastructure, our underground water infrastructure, was being updated at a rate that kept everything up and current. But when you have water mains and water pipes that are pushing 100 years old, you have to take action to do something about it, right? And I think that's just the bottom line. Like, you know, one thing that I can say that staff has done is they have worked extremely hard at applying for any additional money that this community qualifies for to lighten the burden of replacing water mains, replacing lead service lines. And while some may think that it is an unfunded mandate, and it may be an unfunded mandate, until that's ruled in court that it is an unfunded mandate, it's just a mandate. It's something that we have to get done. And I'm not here to take the easy route to say what people want to hear. I'm here to just explain the situation. And then from that point, we have to listen to citizens, but we also are elected to make a decision based on what we know to be best for the community.
Yeah, you've addressed this many times, but I'll let you do it again. Focus on the south side. We need to get into all areas of the community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think some people want to portray that we've done more for the south side and that that's taken away from doing for other parts of the community.
Right.
That is an absolute misconception.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who believes that or says that is severely misleading the community. Progress is not pie. What I mean by that, Greg, is that just because we are making additional progress in one part of the community does not take away our ability to make progress in another part of the community.
Sure.
Not only that, there's no way to do more for a certain part of the community that we have intentionally neglected for many, many decades. There's not a way to say, oh, you're doing more. No, we're trying to make sure we catch up. And rising tide lifts all boats. That's just the honest truth. Rising tide lifts all boats. And when you lift one part of the community, it lifts the entire community. When you give one part of the community opportunity, it's not stopping other parts of the community from having opportunity. It's just not. We've done work on all sides of the community. We've got Optimus Park getting ready to be redone. We've got Loomis Park that's just finished, beautifully finished, and the Booth Center being worked on. We are working on all sides of town. But we're also making sure that we are doing intentional work on the south side as well, which is, it is a part of town.
August 8th, need people to get out and vote, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's historically low voter turnout in some of these elections. And I'm just hopeful that people turn out. I'm here to serve as long as this community wishes me to serve. And I've sincerely enjoyed serving in this capacity, being the mayor of the city of Jackson. It is not an easy job. It's not a job that I take lightly. I love the city of Jackson. I love the citizens of the community. I love the good, bad, and the ugly of this community. I'm here to do the work. I'm here to serve, and I'm here to continue to serve, and hope that people will, like I said, check the deliverables. Check what I said that I would do while being your mayor, and see if it matches up with what I did. And I think that people will find that it absolutely matches up, and that is the work that I'm going to continue to do for as long as I am honored to serve in this position.
Good luck, August 8th.
Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate it, and I hope Jackson has a great day.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged. It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house. Told ya. Great. What am I gonna do?